Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg's City Police Officer Christine Ferguson, our guest this morning. We're going to talk a lot about law enforcement in the area and some things going on and keeping you safe. Officer Ferguson, it is great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing good. Lots to talk about. I guess we'll start off with something not so pleasant. There has been a big problem in the city recently, and it's a problem area-wide, but lately it seems that in the city, larceny, stuff being stolen from vehicles is happening at an alarming rate.
Yes. We have experienced 7 vehicles that have been broken into within the last week. So from last Wednesday until Friday morning, we had 5 vehicles at least that were broken into where their windows were smashed and items were taken from those vehicles. So we kind of want to get the word out. We want to spread the word as to what's happening because a lot of it is preventable, but on the other side of it, we want to encourage people to call the police if they see anything. So it's kind of twofold.
Boy, the smashing of windows is kind of concerning because sometimes you think, well, you know, I'm all set. I've got my car locked.
Right. So the first step is getting, you know, folks to actually lock their cars.
Yeah,
right?
Because I know that's a big problem.
Just in general,
yeah.
Right? We try so hard just to make sure that people are locking, you know, using their locking devices and, you know, taking safety precautions. So then once we reach that, then everybody feels, you know, pretty secure. But then now we're having people that are brazen, you know, that's pretty brazen you know, there's a lot of risk involved, you know, sound and being caught and all that. So they're clearly not really caring too much. So
I know a few years ago I got nailed on one night. I wasn't always, I mean, I was hit and miss for me whether I got my, whether my car in the driveway was locked. And somebody came in, and all he took was the tray with money, and so
change.
It had $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office said it was kids doing the shopping kind of thing of going through neighborhoods and looking for quick things. If the car's open, open and take it out.
It's just a crime of opportunity, right? You know, someone that's, you know, just walking down the street pulling car door handles, and then if they happen to open, then they'll take the opportunity to, you know, maybe make a little change. You know, this is a little bit more clearly involved crime.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the risks are high and, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, there's must be desire, you know, so someone's probably feeling desperate. You know, they need a bigger haul, so to speak.
So but do they go around carrying a crowbar or something, or how do they break do you know how they break windows?
I do not personally know how they're doing this. You know, it just depends.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, that requires a little bit more planning if you're going to be breaking windows and things. So
yeah.
We really want to urge citizens to, if you are locking your valuables in your car because you have no other option, you know, then to take those valuables and put them in a place in the car where you can't see them. So, like, you know, if a purse is laying on the passenger seat, that's clearly going to give this person or people kind of like a big, hey, come get me, you know. But if that purse was under the seat or if it was in the trunk, you know, then they don't know. Then they might just not take that risk. They'll move on to an easier target.
Something they see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but clearly, you know, if you're going to – if you can lock your car and take your valuables indoors overnight, especially. And I say overnight because the majority of these occurred between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Okay.
So, you know, those early morning hours, you know, when there's the least amount of people out. But also if you are out during those hours and you see something, then to call us. Please call us and let us know what you see. And it can be, you know, the smallest of thing. If you just don't get that right feeling, you know, they say follow that instinct and give us a call. So we can maybe send somebody over and at least check them out.
At least you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if they see a police car in the neighborhood, it may change their whole. Instead of getting someone on, say, Fauquier Street, they're not doing that.
Right, right, right. At least we'll know that we've got our eye on them.
But and obviously, like you say, you're not going to have things stolen from your car if you don't leave it in your car.
That's right.
Yep. And so that's the big thing. And it's sometimes you see on the police reports, some things that are really high priced left in unlocked cars.
That's right. That's right. It happens, you know, iPods or GPSs or computers
phones.
And things. Phones, yeah. You know, people are so attached to their phones, not as much per se, mm-hmm. but or overnight, but you know, definitely, you know, some pretty high dollar items that get, you know, taken. It's not just change, you know, things that you really feel the loss from.
And how important is it to file a police report?
Oh, it's very important. I think it's important because it helps us put together the pieces as to what's happening. Because like I said, if we've had 7 of these in the area,
yeah.
we get a little bit of information from each one. We can kind of get a totality of maybe who might be doing this. But the other side of it is, you know, from the prevention side, I also like to remind people to write down serial numbers of some of these things that they are keeping in their cars just so that we can help track. Let's just say we find someone that's actually, you know, got in possession of something. Well, if we can track it to their serial number, then we know that they were involved somehow. So it really helps out that way. And also for their insurance purposes, if they need the police report for their insurance. And so maybe they can be reimbursed and move on with their life.
And I guess if either you're too embarrassed because you did leave your car unlocked
right.
and you lost something, or you just don't think, you know, it's not that much. No one needs to know, or no one cares. Like you say, this does help you kind of put the pieces together.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's kind of a teamwork mentality there. So that's how we solve a lot of crimes, actually.
And the other thing, and even though this isn't tied to larcenies and cars, and we talk about locking things, make sure your garage door is locked, or you don't leave it up all day, because that's an invitation for someone just to go in and out really quickly.
Right. You should close your garage doors whenever you're not using your garage. You know, and clearly, I like to say have people lock their interior door as well. A lot of people don't do that. If just in case their garage does get broken into or someone does come into their garage, they're not actually able to access the whole home. You know, just
yeah.
use that extra, you know, barrier for protection.
Well, I guess it's kind of concerning that there's this many, and this is being done in January, because you kind of think of these kind of crimes as something that in warmer weather you have people roaming around and this happens. So
yeah, yeah.
We want to kind of nip it in the bud right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little surprising, you know, and sometimes, but, you know, we've had a little bit warmer of a winter, you know, so sometimes mm-hmm. the cold tends to keep people in and, you know, the problems, you know, reduce somewhat. But this winter's been kind of warm, so it might that potentially could be adding to it as well.
Is there any specific area that these 7 larcenies have all been occurring that you mentioned in the last week or so?
You know, it's a few of them were in cobblestone apartments.
Okay.
Unfortunately, and then Little Page, this side of Little Page, and or the cobblestone side of Little Page,
mm-hmm.
and I believe one was on Caroline Street.
Okay. So just be aware and be careful right now, because that's a lot in the course of 1 week.
It really is, yeah.
And you just a lot of this stuff is expensive to replace,
mm-hmm.
and take it inside if you can.
That's right. Please do.
City Officer Christine Ferguson, our guest this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about a program that she's involved in, the Youth Max program at Walker Grant Middle School. We'll do that on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Police Officer Christine Ferguson, our guest this morning, as we talk about some city things. One of the things that's really exciting, I know you're involved in a program at Walker Grant Middle School, and I'll let you kind of kick it off and talk about what you're doing there, because we've talked about this off air before. You're really excited about the possibilities of this program.
Yeah, you know, it's called Youth Max, and it came out of a citizen advisory panel meeting. That's where it was born, the idea. And then, so basically, Fredericksburg Police partners with Walker Grant Middle School and Mary Washington Hospital Foundation. And it's a program for children in middle school. Basically, it's empowering them it's basically inspiring them to be leaders in the community.
Okay.
Through there's six programs. So each from January to March, there's going to be a six-series program where kids actually stay after school for 1 hour. And there's a group of speakers and myself, and there's some of the administration from Walker Grant, and we have topics kind of like how to pick yourself up and to be better as far as like anti-bullying. I don't want to, you know, because it's just so much more than anti-bullying. It's teaching children how to be confident in themselves and to problem solve and to use positive self-image so that they can develop a strong character. And it's exciting because we've had two sessions so far, and I've been part of both of them, and it really, really does seem to be, I don't want to say working, but it seems to be influencing their, the children. I've gone up and talked twice, and every time I go, you could hear a pin drop in the room. They're just really engaged, and it's, we use, like there's Disney movies. We use Captain America, and then they use Frozen to kind of like bring home some certain ideas as to whatever that week's topic is.
Oh, so you're showing like clips.
So a little clip of a video, and then the speakers speak, and then I speak up and I talk about how it relates. Like last week, I was talking about fears and that I have fears too and what some of my fears are. And then I gave examples of what they are. And, you know, it's really gotten to be quite personal. You know, the kids, I've just opened up to them, and that's why I think they're like, oh my gosh, you know. But so not only are we creating leadership, helping these kids learn how to be leaders in the community, but they're also relating with the police department too, you know, and seeing that we're just like them.
And that's got to be, for that age, what a great program.
It really is.
This is the age when they look at you and you come in with that uniform. And I just overall, I know we were, Dee and I, from our sister station, B101.5, we were walking over on the night of the Christmas parade and introduced you to Dee, and you were in uniform, and she was highly impressed. This is another adult with just the, you know, talking to an officer. I'm just thinking for a kid to be opening up like that, and for an officer to open up like that, what a great chance you have.
And you know, that's one of the great things about my position is that I do get to go out into the community and meet people. But in this particular instance, these kids are getting to know me over a period of time, and you can see them every week asking a few more questions or hey, well, what about this, like, why? You know, the first week was all the standard questions. What's on your gun belt? What's that? Have you ever shot someone? You know, there's all those, you know, very police questions. And now it's kind of like, you know, like, well, what do I do in this situation? You know, and so that means I'm like, oh, they're like looking at me as, you know, role model. And, you know, that's just a wonderful experience. And this particular group of children, they would love to be able to give this to every student, right? But these children were between academic, after-school academic activities and sports activities. You know, we had to try to find some students that already showed, signs of being leaders, but they also picked students that may look like they're kind of lagging behind, like maybe they're not as self-confident. So there's a nice mix of leaders and students that need those abilities, you know, built up a little bit more. But it's about 30, 35 right now students.
Is this a program is it done after school?
Yes. It's done right after school, and we usually have pizza, or they provide some kind of snack with some water, and then they go home on the activities bus from the school. So it's a great system. It just works. It works really, really well.
Is this modeled after something that is it some kind of a program that you're following that someone else has come in and said this is the program, or is this something that you all developed?
Youth Max is actually a leadership program.
Okay.
So the speakers that come in, actually it's a company, and you know, they have their curriculum is already set, the topics are already set, the use of the videos is already set and stuff, but they solicit help from the police department and from the middle school. So that's what I'm saying. They have all the children have been paired with a mentor.
Oh, okay.
From the school. So a teacher that's there so that they can, and the teachers come. The teachers actually come to the sessions, and I'm there, and then the administration's there. Dr. Wyatt is there. And usually at the end, what's really fun is at the end we all do an activity, and it's usually in the form of a game of some sort too. So we do a little, you know, we get to business and do our leadership stuff, and you know, and but then we all we have a game and we play afterwards and kind of relax a little bit.
Wow, though, do you think about it with police and teachers, two groups that students at that age especially really look up to, and you're just setting a foundation that you hope. As these kids get older and they're given various challenges or situations come up, mm-hmm. that they're gonna think back to this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping that this is something that we can bring back annually. It is kind of a pilot program for the city right now.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt in my mind that this is definitely a program that's worth bringing back every year.
Did they ever have they ever asked you any questions so far that have stumped you, or you've just thought, well, that's an interesting question to ask?
I wouldn't say that. You know, they're curious little minds. Just,
yeah.
You know, they go everywhere, and you know, yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's nothing that's too. You know, it's nice being able to talk to them about, and I would say like adult stuff. You know, and be able to relate it to try to say, hey, look, I'm trying to help you. Bridge the gap from this, you know, young, immature world into the adult world, because that's so confusing for them in those middle school years. You know, they tend to be awkward and they don't know how to navigate certain social settings. And, you know, to be able to be there and be like, hey, it's okay. Come on, let's go and be confident. And you're awesome for who you are. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You're awesome for being you.
And you're helping equip them for whatever they deal with in their neighborhood. Or when they when they get to JM.
Who knows? Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that this is going to stick with them for their entire life. I believe it has the ability to.
How many weeks is this program?
This is six. It's a 6-week series. So I mean, or a 6-session series.
Okay.
So it's not every week. It is from started January 5th, and it'll go through March. So it's kind of – it's usually every week or every other week.
Okay.
On Tuesday or Thursday.
Okay, so it lasts you've got them for a while.
Yeah, yeah, we do. And, you know, it's some of the kids, they're so funny. They're asking me, you know, have you ever been tased? Do you carry a taser? And, you know, I said, well, I'll tell you something. I said – because I don't really engage in those conversations with them very much.
Yeah.
But I said, if you stay for the whole 6-part series, I said, and we get to know each other well enough, I will show you my taser video. And they're like, oh my gosh. And sure enough, there's like three little boys that are just so like, hey, I'm here, Officer Ferguson. I'm here today. I need you to count me. I'm getting my 6.
So yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it's neat. I like being able to be like, open with them enough so that they feel like they're building a friendship with me as well.
They're never going to forget this either.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to see where they go once they get to JM and, you know.
And you just, and in some cases, you probably never will know, but you just figure that mm-hmm. someday they're going to run into somebody who's, you know, bad mouthing the police
mm-hmm.
because of this or that, or somebody in their family may encounter something, and they may hear something, and they'll in the back of their mind, they'll say, no, they're not all like that, or
right.
You know, I know Officer Ferguson, and you mm-hmm. know, she came and she told us, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I guess you just in a lot of ways, this whole program would be a dream for an officer to be able to engage the community like this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really unique opportunity, you know, to be able to do my job and stepping outside of the traditional roles of a police officer and really still do my job, because I really feel like I'm investing. This is good time invested. So I think these children are learning a ton.
Oh, it's just, we're gonna take a break in a couple minutes, and when we come back, I want to talk about something that you, the city police officers were, and you were involved with over Christmas. Another example of this. But you talk about community policing, and this really is community policing.
Oh, yeah.
In such a, I'm sure the parents that are involved, that have their kids involved in this, have to be just thrilled.
Mm-hmm. You just reminded me, is that we will have a parent night. So on a Saturday afternoon, the parents are going to come in, and we're going to actually teach them or tell them some of the principles of what we've been saying to the kids, so that they can reinforce at home, or they'll understand, A, they understand where their kids have been going through, and then B, they can help us reinforce it later on.
Well, because I know as a parent, I know if my kids came home and talked about some of the things that you all were talking about, or some of the things you would share, I'd be just thrilled that they
Absolutely.
Were getting these kind of stories and getting to know a police officer.
Absolutely. I think it's great.
Just because so many of us, anybody, a lot of times we don't get to know police officers like this.
Right.
And this is just a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called it's called Youth Max. It's at Walker Grant Middle School. You talked about some of the key topics. When we come back, we'll jump into that a little bit. And I also want to talk to you about something you were involved with over Christmas in giving out gift cards downtown, which was a great thing, and which I heard a lot of feedback about that and what a cool thing was. So we'll jump into that too. Officer Christine Ferguson with Fredericksburg City Police here. We'll continue on as we go along this morning on Town Talk and News Talk 1230 WFVA, coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
City Police Officer Christine Ferguson, our special guest this morning. We're talking about a number of things. We're focusing right now on the Youth Max program at Walker Grant Middle School. We'll talk a little bit more about that this morning. But before we do, I got to go along with you one time in December. You and another officer went around and handed out, through the month, did gift cards to people who did kind things. It was a fabulous thing just to see. You guys just seemed to have a great time doing it.
Yeah, it was actually very, very fun for me to do. We were given $5 gift cards from downtown Main Street downtown, and basically what we decided to do was to walk around downtown and find citizens going, we'd go on patrol and find citizens doing good deeds, happy deeds, you know, just spreading holiday cheer, anything that we could find that was really a positive message. So we found one. I happened to spot a woman giving some money to the Salvation Army, you know, the bell, ringing the bell, and she was walking by, and she was dressed in, I think it was Capitol Ale House. You know, she had like her apron on and stuff like that. So I just thought, even better, here's a woman who's in the middle of work, you know, and it comes to find out she was taking her break and she's walking by and was then giving her money away. You know, I was like, that's totally deserving of, I feel like I should have given her more. That was just thoughtful to me. It was really thoughtful. So it was nice to be able to go out into the community and look for positive things and to be able to spread some holiday cheer instead of going out and, you know, maybe being, you know, critical of people and saying, you know, you broke the law. You know, we were able to say, hey, look, you're a good person too, you know. So it was fun. It was really, really fun.
I'm sure, and I saw it too in some of the cases I saw. I mean, you have a police officer walking up to you, and first thing you think of is, oh no, what have I done?
Yeah, that's kind of the drama of it. You know, I have to chuckle a little bit. I did enjoy that part very much because, you know, typically, you know, speaking with citizens, they are somewhat, you know, defensive when you first start talking to them. So to walk up to someone and say, excuse me, ma'am, or, you know, excuse me, sir, you know, very formally, you know, and then say what we were doing, you know, hi, I'm here. We're here to spread cheer and happiness, and to watch their demeanor completely change and realize that, you know, they were being rewarded instead was just awesome. It was fun. It was fun.
The favorite one that I saw, and we did a video of this, a lady was backing into, she was parallel parking on Caroline Street. Yeah. And here she is doing that, and there are two officers standing there. And I said to you, and she had her blinker on. And that's when she parked,
right.
You said to her,
right.
Not many people do their blinker, and I don't.
Right.
I do now.
Right, right, right.
And you gave, but I said to you, if that had been me, and I saw two police officers standing there, I would have just driven away.
I know, right? And I do feel for her on that situation, because we were watching her from afar at first, and then we were hoping that she would park. But because she saw us, she wanted to make her parking job absolutely perfect. So
yes.
She was pulling up, pulling back, which was taking longer. And, you know, I'm sure she was getting more nervous. But then and her husband was outside of the car trying to direct her. And then he was like, just park, you know. But then, of course, we made contact with her and kind of like
yeah.
you know, spilled the beans as to what we were doing. And they were very pleased, very pleased.
Well, and we talk about this Walker Grant program of just getting out and getting to know people, that's just what that did too. It puts a face on the police department.
That's right. Yeah. You know, just reaching out to the community and just saying, hey, look, you know, a lot of people have their own personal experiences, unhappy experiences mm-hmm. with the police department, because typically people don't call the police when, you know, they're looking for a good time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we catch people when they're at their lowest. So, but it's nice to be able to go out and balance that and say, hey, you know, I know that you see us when you're at your worst, but, you know, there's also times when you can see us, you know, when you might be at your best. And that's just a wonderful feeling to be able to be part of that, whether it's downtown during the holidays or if it's, you know, being able to partner with Walker Grant and Mary Washington Foundation through Youth Max. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really great. It really is a wonderful thing.
Or doing things like you do in the summer with the Crime Fighters.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for that. We just started planning that.
So that I went and spent a day with you guys this summer, and mm-hmm. When that gets closer, we'll do something again
yeah,
in the spring
I hope you'll
or
come
summer.
Again. Yes,
and,
please come.
And talk about that. But another way that the community kind of gets to, and especially kids in this case, get mm-hmm. to look in and
yeah.
see the police department.
Yeah, they get to see an inside look as to, you know, what we're made of and how to interact with us. The other thing that I do quite regularly is I give tours of the police department. So my normal clientele are Boy Scouts or mm-hmm. Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts. But I've also done a variety of other groups. You know, they come by the police department. I tell them a little history of the police department, and then we walk around and they get to see the different areas. They get to see communications, so they'll get to see where dispatchers sit and come around and see where evidence is packaged. And, you know, it's really neat. It's a neat little insight. They can ask questions. I always bring them into the roll call room and let them sit where officers sit
yeah.
and, you know, sit in the seats of officers kind of thing. And they ask questions. I let them out. Everybody can ask one question, you know, and they ask questions, and you just never know what you're going to get with that.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
No,
it's really fun.
There are a lot of options. If your child is not in this program at Walker Grant or is too old, there are a number of ways, and even for adults, and we'll in the coming months introduce people to a lot of the different classes that are available.
That's
so really
correct.
All ages get a chance to kind of learn a little bit about and meet somebody in the department. And this seems to be something, it's either being emphasized more or with just the day and age we live in. I see a lot of instances of people stopping by the police department, especially kids, either with cards or food or just nice thank yous from the community.
It's true. It's very, very true. We have a huge outpouring from the community of just, you know, look, love and gratification.
Yeah.
You know, everybody seems so appreciative of, you know, what we do. I do feel very, very supported here in Fredericksburg City. Our community is wonderful. You know, they bring, I think, everything. We've had everything from pizza to donuts to homemade cakes, you know. Just, and then even businesses. I'll say, you know, we have businesses that will bring subs by. And, you know, I want to say, like, Outback Steakhouse. Somebody said that there were steaks one evening, you know. And it's just amazing, you know, to be able to feel that, you know, that communities, people in their homes and businesses are just doing their thing, and all of a sudden think, let's support our police department.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just really good, you know. And that, I think that speaks a lot for the work the officers are doing as well, because clearly I don't get out to all those places, you know. I think my partners are doing their part, you know, in creating relationships and having good customer service and helping people when they need it.
Well, if you're a city resident, even if you're not a city resident, you should like the Fredericksburg City Police Department Facebook page. It's always up to date. And there's a picture from just the other day. I think it was on Monday, where a little girl brought donuts by.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of her with somebody from the department. And her face is just priceless. She's so excited to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, while they're there, you know, we'll let them, you know, I'll give them for a tour. You know, they can definitely have their own question session if they want to ask questions. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for parents for teaching as well, you know. Let's go to the police department and let you have a good interaction and see, you know, that it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yep, you're there to protect them. Officer Christine Ferguson with Fredericksburg City Police here. A little bit more on this Youth Max program at Walker Grant. As I was looking over the topics, and you talked about it earlier, the four key topics: the stop bullying, learning to fail, forward to success, developing a positive self-image, and developing strong personal character. They all go together.
Mm-hmm.
That one kind of builds on the other, and you're less likely to be bullying if you have a good self-image, and all of this just works together really nicely.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the topics really, YouthMax has done a wonderful job at putting together a curriculum that really is something that's going to give these children some material to move through life, you know. I really, really like, so far, I'm really liking the Stand Up and Be Counted session. That was the very first session. We really influenced the children with that you are who you are. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, you have, you know, red hair, or you wear these shoes, or you wear, because, you know, with material things tend to be the issue there. Some of the issues with that age group, you know, the type of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So if you have Jordans and then one kid can only wear, you know, Walmart shoes, you know, that can be a source of contention. So we address it. We say it. We put it out there and we say, hey, look, we see that this is going on. We know it's going on. And here's some tools as to how to, you know, work through it. You know, so that it's not, and to be proud of who you are, you know, and to pick on your strengths, and because your strengths are not going to be the person sitting beside you strengths, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be different. So it's really not fair to be picking on someone because of their weakness, because you have weaknesses too. And so the person next to you, and then that next person next to them, everybody has their strengths and their weaknesses.
Yeah. No, because it's so easy for kids to sit there and just think, you know, Jimmy's sitting next to me, he's so good in math, and I can't do math.
I'm not good because I'm not math, right? But then you have to say, okay, what are you good at?
And
you
he's know? Not as good at
right,
that.
Right, right. It's like a puzzle piece, or, you know, the yin-yang, or, you know, everybody fills in where others don't, you know? And the other thing is that if you want to be better at something, then to go after it, to learn how to be better, then go for it. You have the confidence and the strength to go for it.
Boy, and I think on just a real personal level, for you to be in there, I'm just thinking for a lot of the kids, whether it's background, maybe they're a girl, and they look at you and they say, you know, Officer Ferguson, I mean, she's a police officer in Fredericksburg. I could do that. I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe they've never thought of that, because they've thought, because of stereotypes, that's just something that
right.
that the boys will get to do.
Right. Yeah. And I love I hope that I get to inspire young ladies to be confident and to go where their heart follows mm-hmm. them. If it's whether it's police work or the military or things that are just non-traditional feminine roles, I'm all for that. But I also just want them to be happy with who they are, so that if they want to just they want to go down a more simple path, and that's okay too. I just want them to be the strongest, confident person they can be within that role. If you're gonna rock it well,
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. So
I like that. That's a great phrase to live by. Rock it well. Well, and kudos to Walker Grant for getting involved in this, because it would be easy for Walker Grant to say, we're involved between SOLs and...
I'm telling you, they're top-notch over
everybody's
there.
Everybody's overworked, mm-hmm. and they could easily say, this is not for us. You see what the state's put on us, or our teachers are already overworked.
Mm-hmm.
To add this on, what a great thing for Walker mm-hmm. Grant.
I think, they really, really stepped up, and as they always do, I'm like, well, I'm really Walker Grant, the administration, everybody over there. has been amazing. I'm new to the school this year, so I didn't know quite what to expect, but we have an excellent partnership. We have each other's cell phone numbers and have no problems, like messaging each other and picking up the pieces as quickly as we need to on anything, and I don't think it was never a, are we going to do this program thing. It was just like, when and how can we get it done? It was always yes, and it seems to be really working. So,
well, and also the Mary Washington Hospital Foundation for them to get involved to team with this and to be a good partner in the community.
Absolutely. It's funny, things come from the smallest, little idea. This spawned from, a citizens advisory panel meeting, just kind of like, and I know Chief Nye is fully on board. It's just, we enjoy breaking that stereotype every day, being like, okay, we understand we're law enforcement and we have our job to do. That is just what we have to do. That is how we do it, right? That's what we're charged with. That's what we're oathed to. But we love breaking those stereotypes of being like, we're human beings though too. We understand that people go through hard times, or people need extra help, or they might, need some guidance or somewhere or another, I think every one of these organizations has just said, let's do this. Let's do this.
No, it's saying, we talk about Walker Grant saying it's too busy. Chief Nye could have just said, do you have any idea how overworked we are? But that's, you guys have
not
just,
even. Yeah, he
no.
just was. Yeah, it was full on.
Yeah. And for you too.
Right.
I mean, you've had so much enthusiasm when it was in December you first told me about this program and how much you were looking forward to
it. Yeah, when something's good, how could you not want to empower your children with this information? It's just amazing. And the people behind it are doing it with wholehearted, love and, respect for the kids. So, we're hoping to create a better place.
And you just hope that others see what Walker Grant's doing and what city police are doing and, want to do similar things. Get this in a lot of schools.
Well, the word is out. The word's getting out. And, even with you, Ted, thanks for having us here for this. There is a collaborative youth group through the United Way that I'm part of. And they have caught wind of it, too. So hopefully it'll be, other organizations will get a hold of it, too. And we can just start, really helping.
Now, there's lots of different ways you can do community policing, and this is definitely one of them, and especially to reach kids. And you just never know that maybe, down the line, the calls you don't have to go to because of something you taught them.
That's right.
Officer Christine Ferguson with City Police here this morning. We're going to wrap it up. When we come back, we're going to talk again about larcenies in vehicles. It's a big problem in the city. We started the show with it. We'll give you a couple more tips and talk about that again when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lots of good information this morning from Officer Christine Ferguson with Fredericksburg City Police. We talk about being in the community. You've got a couple of really fun things coming up. This is the second year. Some of you from the police department are going to be at Hugh Mercer on Friday for the Chinese New Year.
Yes, we are. And this year is the year of the rooster.
Okay.
So we have a little art project that we're going to do over with the second grade, a couple of the second grade classes. So we'll go over and just describe what the Chinese New Year or, you know, what the New Year is. Mm-hmm. And then we're actually making roosters out of a solo cup and they cluck. So if there's a string attached, so when
pull
the string, they're going to cluck. Yeah. So it's great. You know, it's another outreach, another mm-hmm. opportunity to reach a population and have experiences with the police department that are positive. So
I saw it last year, and to see Captain Layton and others just sitting at tables doing crafts.
The little tables.
The little tables.
Your knees are up to your chest.
Yes.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And again, everybody, the kids, those second graders were just in awe that you guys were there. So, I mean, great thing.
Yeah, it's fun because going over to the elementary school, you walk down the hallway and you would think that you were like
you're a superhero.
You're a superhero. Literally walking through the hallways, they all are always like, oh, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, I think every officer should at least walk through the elementary school at least once in a while, just because it really does make you feel like, okay, you know, I got this.
And then another thing you do right before, right around Valentine's Day is go and give Valentine's at some of the nursing homes. That was, of anything I did last year, the best thing I did.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's on the books again for this year as well. So for a few days, maybe before and on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, we will be in the community visiting seniors who will be receiving Valentine's, little Valentine treats from the officers as well. You know, that's another area that I really, really love working with the senior population here in the city. And we're excited. I got to meet with the Rappahannock Area on Aging.
Area Agency on Aging.
Thank you. I think I say it different every time.
Yes.
But we work with them. We get names of mm-hmm. people who are willing to participate. And then we go and we swing by and visit them. And, you know, it's usually a fun little exchange, you know.
I was with Sergeant Coles last year, and ran into this. The two times, the people we were looking for, they were leaving as we were going into where they lived. One was, and one lady was in her, it was upper 90s. And it was just, they just thought it was so nice.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic because when they would just be saying, young man, thank you for coming and doing this.
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know. Because if you think about it, some of our senior communities usually don't have a lot of interaction with the police department. So, again, we get out to them. We create relationships with them where they're comfortable so they can feel entitled to call us if they need us, you know. We want them to know that there's an open door there that they can always come through, you know, just because sometimes time has a way of, you know, creating, you know, a mm-hmm. distance that's not even there.
Yeah.
So, you know, by just having, you know, normal interactions with them on a regular basis, you know.
Others were jealous. I know in one case, somebody said to the one lady when as Sergeant Coles was talking to her, did you work with the police department? And she said, no, but she said, leave us alone. He's my guest.
Yeah. You gotta watch those ladies sometimes.
Yeah, it was just a great thing. Before we're just about out of time. Again, the larcenies going on with vehicles.
Yes.
Even if you got it locked, and in this case, you've had a lot of broken windows.
Yes.
Take stuff in if you can, but if you can't, hide it.
Please hide your valuables inside of your vehicle, or take your valuables in. And if you see anything between the hours, actually anytime, if you see anything, I encourage you to please call the police and let us know what you see. We say follow that instinctual feeling of suspiciousness.
Officer Christine Ferguson, Fredericksburg City Police, great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted,
for what you
Thank
do.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk soon. That's it for Town Talk. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.